In her support, Esty notes that the agreement is far from perfect, but says it offers the best chance to stop Iran's nuclear program. Earlier this month, Esty traveled with more than 20 fellow Democrats to Israel, a trip that was funded by the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, which has been lobbying against the deal.
It's not a political vote. This is a vote for history. This is a vote about what you believe is the best course forward for the future for this country and, frankly, for the world.
With a Republican majority in Congress, approval hinges on Democratic support. Most notably, New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer is opposing the deal, which Congress must vote on by September 17th. Jim Lavoulis, WAMC News.